Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, you, of course, have a great relationship with Thompson, probably on and off the ice. How has that developed into where you guys, recently, as you know where each other are, and just have that connection with him? How has that developed?
I think some guys have sort of naturally better chemistry than others, but then obviously you still have to work at it. I think getting to play with him last year, sort of throughout the season, you get to communicate through different situations that happen out there, and usually I feel like we're on the same page. And if we're not, we kind of figure it out and get on the same page. And it's been fun playing with him, I think, and hopefully we can continue to have that good chemistry.
Kevin Adams has said, you know, we're going to develop our own players and we're going to reward our own players. And Tage is the first one that's gotten rewarded like that. Are you glad to see that from the organization, that, you know, that the way you guys are going about things right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was pumped for him. I think he obviously had an unbelievable season, and he's a huge part of our team. So, I think guys were excited for him. I think that as a player, I mean, I can't speak for the young guys, but I think, as you guys can imagine, it sort of sets the tone for sort of what's expected and sort of how guys are treated. And I think there's a lot of positives that you can take out of that whole situation.
How do you see this team improving? And what I mean by that is you got a couple of new guys, but you didn't get rid of that many people. You didn't get that many new people in. So you obviously need to improve. How can you improve with that core group that you have, with really not making a lot of changes?
I think just naturally guys should be taking steps forward. I think that you saw throughout the course of the last season, I think it's been talked about a lot, how we finished the season last year with sort of young guys stepping up into impact roles and having a good either complete season or finish off to the season. And those guys, as they grow older, as they mature, as they gain confidence, it's only natural that they'll continue to improve. And I think that individually improving will help us as a group. So, but we did, obviously, like you said, we did make a couple adjustments and brought in some new guys. And we're excited to see them and sort of see how they contribute too, because we got some good pieces there.
How much can Casey Middlestad help in that effort? A guy who you know can contribute, but you know, he missed half the season last year with injuries, and he's working his way back. And if he gives you guys what he's capable of, it's a big jump.
Yeah, for sure. I think as players too, I think for the most part, we have a little bit more of an inside track knowledge on sort of that kind of thing, because we see him every day in practice. You guys see him too, but the majority of people don't see the work that goes into every practice. And I think if you watch him in practice, he's an impact player. And obviously last season he had a tough injury, and that's sort of one of those, he went through one of those situations where it's tough to come back full speed, and I thought he did a great job battling through it, and I think that sort of adversity he went through is only going to benefit him going through his career. But having him back, having a full summer, and seeing how he is out there in practice so far, it's exciting. I think for us, it should be exciting for everyone. But getting to see him in practice is fun to watch, because he's worked hard to this point, and he's going to be a huge part of our team.
What have you guys learned about Eric Connery being around him now for a week or two, maybe?
Yeah, I know Colm's from a bit further back too. I went to some camps in the summer with him. I played a world championship with him, and I haven't been around him as consistently as I have through this camp. But he's a positive guy, and for me, his work ethic probably sticks out the most. He's a guy that puts in the work every day. I think as players, that gives you confidence in a goalie when he works that hard. And obviously, he's a talented goalie. I think that's the number one thing. So for us, I think everyone's excited to have him. And looking forward to sort of seeing how he plays here.
Don said the first day at camp, one thing he stressed with you guys is last year he felt as a team you guys left too much out on the ice, whether it wasn't scoring on a great chance or maybe giving up a scoring chance that you didn't shoot, maybe gave up the chance, or he just thought there was way too much and he really wants you guys to concentrate on that. What do you have to do to improve in that area and concentrate on those things so you don't leave as much on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it comes down to sort of confidence and experience, I think, and that's sort of two things that I think that over the course of the year and throughout the summer, sort of, we should be sort of building up, I think. And, you can sort of put that into a lot of different words, like you can say you need more killer instinct or you need to finish plays sort of more consistently. But I think as you go along, you become more confident. Those kinds of things happen naturally, I think. And I think that it's early in camp, you want to try and keep working towards that. But every day in practice, you work on finishing plays. You finish off battles against each other. And that's how you improve on those kinds of things. So you just have to put in the work. And then eventually, those things will happen more consistently for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.